Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Yarbrough, the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Joe, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing extremely well, and want to wish you a happy new year.
Same to you, Joe. Appreciate it. I thought my listeners might like to hear what's going on at the Carpet and Rug Institute. You know, most people know that carpet is still the largest single category in the flooring business. So let's cover what you guys are focused on. You had a meeting in November and got some notes from that meeting. I think it'd be interesting to point out that while you're the day-to-day president, you do have a chairman, and this year it's Vance Bell. I guess the co-chair is Tom Penley, who's stepping into a new role, taking over Jack Ganley's position, right?
Yes, it's certainly a blessing for our industry to have someone of Vance Bell's stature step in to serve as chairman again. He's been a chairman for the CRI in the past, so we've got a great continuance of leadership and really outstanding individuals to be at the helm of the CRI in the coming years.
Yeah, I'd like to run through real quick the rest of your board. Richard French with Bentley Mills, Dan Frierson with the Dixie Group, Robert Shaw with Engineered Floors, Jim McCallum with Milliken, Jeff Lorberbaum with Mohawk, Mark Clayton with Phoenix, Lynn Farrow with Tarquette, Franco Rossi with Aquafil, and Mark Ammon with Universal Fibers, and Chip Howitt with Textile Rubber. Is that right?
That is correct. And, you know, again, we're blessed in the sense that the leadership of the industry is involved with our board. They do take a very active role in participation in, you know, discussing the issues that the industry faces, and I'm very pleased and proud that we've got such a list of who's who in our industry as participants on our board of directors.
Mm-hmm. All right. Looks like the VPS, the Voluntary Product Stewardship Program, which is a fund that the CRI, I think 4 or 5 years ago, put together to help offset the issues regarding the collection, sorting, and reclamation of used carpet. You're continuing to fund that for the next year, right?
That is correct, Kemp. The VPS program has a purpose to promote market-driven solutions for the diversion of that post-consumer carpet from landfills. And the fact that it was initially funded in 2015, we've realized significant successes with that program supporting the mission for VPS. And I'm excited that our board elected to extend that through this year of 2020.
All right, tell us what some of the things that the Carpet and Rug Institute is going to be focused on in 2020.
You know, one of the primary issues, and it's somewhat related to VPS, is the stewardship of post-consumer carpet across the country. Mm-hmm. We have the issues with California and the program that was initiated out there back all the way back to 2010. That program takes a significant amount of interest and attention from CRI members, staffs, and personnel, and so that will be a huge focus going forward. The AB 729 that was passed as an amendment to the original 2398, which was subsequently amended a couple years ago with 1158, working with the Cal Recycle leadership team to continue a program that is managed by the Carpet America Recovery Effort and has been successful in many ways, and we would submit has been probably one of the most successful recycling endeavors in the entire country. But even so, it has many challenges. One of the main focuses is going to be the continued focus on both sustainability program in California as well as finding market-driven solutions in other states as opposed to a legislated program in any other state in our country.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you just two quick questions. I know that assessment started at nickel, and it's on up to what? How much is per yard is being charged now as an assessment?
The current assessment fee is 35 cents per square yard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, you know, that sevenfold increase has continued to have an impact, we perceive, on the sales of the carpet segment in the state of California compared with the rest of the country. We believe that, based on our studies, that as much as 2% per 5 cent charge on that assessment fee is lost in the state of California to alternatives compared with the other 49 states.
Okay. The other question is on AB 729, one of the most interesting components of that was this differential assessment. And just to explain that real quickly, there's some folks out there that think that there are certain types of carpet fiber types that are more expensive to recycle based on the value of the recycled content. And so they want to change the assessment for, say, PET carpet versus nylon. So where does that stand?
The amendment AB 729 in the law, it requires that a differential assessment be incorporated into our assessment fee strategy. The SPC, which is the worker bee group that works with CARE to develop strategy for compliance with the law, will be meeting later this month and ongoing to establish a differential assessment plan that will be both practical to accomplish and administer in the field. For example, with a retailer or a dealer, if they've got a different assessment to deal with depending on some product differentiation, that's going to present some very complex issues, we believe, for the sales side of our product to consumers. So it's complex, it's complicated, it's fraught with what I'll call landmines in terms of how to implement effectively such a program. So there's a lot of work ahead of us in the coming weeks and months here to offer a plan that CalRecycle will accept as part of CARE's efforts to address this requirement for differential assessment.
All right, one last question. I think it's probably no new news that carpet continues to lose market share, especially with the success of Rigid Core LVT. And I'm just curious, you know, what steps that the industry might be putting in place to try to mitigate that loss of share.
Well, we've been very successful, we think, over the last couple of years with something we call blogger campaigns, where we communicate about the attributes of carpet, and we have made millions of impressions with those programs and had very positive feedback and acceptance of the fact that carpet is still one of the best values for both the aesthetic and design in a room, as well as its functionality with certain attributes. So based on the response and the reaction that we've had from those blogger campaigns, we believe there is still value in doing that type of communication with the consumer. Additionally, I think we see that carpet, as you've already indicated, is still the largest flooring segment, albeit shrinking, and I think consumers still perceive carpet as having great value from a, you know, total installed cost of product in their project or in their home. I think we may have seen maybe a plateau in the valley of the decline with this most recent year's contraction. So our hope and our expectation is that we may see, if not some growth, at least some stability in the decline in the coming months.
You know, there's two other trade associations that are also being negatively impacted by LVT, and that's the Hardwood Association, and they've started a Real Wood campaign, and the Ceramic Tile Association, and they've started a Why Tile campaign. So anything on the horizon? You know, I know back, 15, 20 years ago, there was a carpet, it just feels better. Any talk around those kind of things?
Well, there have been discussions in the past year with the leadership of my member companies,
yeah,
and the consensus is basically that we need to keep doing what we're doing. To be effective with such a campaign has such a high price tag that we're not sure that such a campaign is going to move the needle when it comes to the carpet as the flooring option.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to continue to do the things that we have done the last couple of years in this coming year and see where that takes us.
All right, Joe. Well, yeah, I just went to the Shaw sales meeting in Chattanooga a couple weeks ago. They had some gorgeous looking products. They were using some of the latest tufting technology. So hopefully we can get the word out somehow that carpet's still a great surface.
Well, and I think that's the primary focus of our blogger campaign efforts, is to express, A, the value of the product, and, B, the attributes that carpet offers compared to other alternatives.
Yeah. All right, Joe, thanks for the update on the CRI. Again, been talking to Joe Yarbrough, the president of the Carpet Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.